This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. In Massachusetts, lawmakers are worried that their bold attempt to cover the uninsured may fall victim to its own success. So far, the state's enrolled at least 340,000 residents in free or subsidized insurance plans. That's more than double the original expectations. But the cost of providing that coverage is straining the state's budget. From member station WBUR, Martha Biebinger has more.
In Massachusetts today, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of stories like this one from Laverne Barnes. Barnes enrolled in one of the state's new subsidized insurance plans and went to the doctor, her first visit in 6 years. A routine test revealed a mass in her colon that was quickly removed.
Everything was found in time, and it wasn't cancer. I'm very thankful that the door was open for me to get signed up with health insurance. It's a blessing.
So how much is a copay?
$3.
$3. Wow.
Madeline Renish says she no longer has to choose between food and medicine.
I matter again. It matters that I get health care. It matters that I'm healthy. Society is supporting that a little bit.
Two-thirds of Massachusetts residents who have signed up for health insurance since it became mandatory last July are getting free or subsidized coverage. The cost of that coverage is expected to more than double in 1 year. The cost and enrollment numbers are so fluid that state lawmakers aren't sure if the budget they are finalizing for July 1st will hold next year. And there's another looming uncertainty. A federal agreement that triggers more than $1 billion to help cover the uninsured expires in July, and there's no guarantee the Bush administration will maintain funding for the law.
The challenges we face to fully achieve and sustain its promise are almost as significant as those you faced in creating it in the first place.
Governor Deval Patrick told an annual meeting of healthcare leaders last week that the state needs short and long-term funding solutions.
And I am asking you to join with us with the same spirit and the same commitment and the same creativity that you brought to inventing this wonderful reform to assure that it lasts.
In the short term, aides to Governor Patrick are proposing additional charges on hospitals, insurance companies, and employers. The coverage law was passed with an understanding that government, individuals, and employers would all do their fair share to make it work. Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce President Paul Guzzi says employers have done their share, covering some 85,000 workers who had previously declined health insurance.
We feel very proud not only of what health insurance reform has achieved, but also the role that employers have played in looking for additional revenues from employers during this time clearly is not our first option.
Guzzi says the state must make sure cost pressures don't unravel support for the law. Public support is holding, even though 86,000 tax filers paid a modest penalty because they didn't have insurance last year. Ron Norton is one of them. Norton hopes to organize the uninsured when they realize that the penalty for this year is more than four times higher.
You know, most people could afford to lose the $220, but I think next year as it approaches $1,000, people are going to be considerably angrier, and hopefully I can get them to mobilize.
Even though the law faces uncertainties, Kaiser Family Foundation President Drew Altman says the fact that it hasn't failed yet is a success story by itself.
Because there were a lot of people who said it won't even get off the ground, there'll be a revolt, the mandate won't work, and it's still there. The implementation is moving ahead, though challenges along the way.
State leaders say the key challenge will be figuring out how to hold down the rising cost of caring for the uninsured, which they call health care reform part two. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.